KSL News time now 7:49. Another check of emergency triple team traffic. Starting with you, Andy.
Crews are working hard to clean up a crash southbound I-215 near the I-80 turnoff on the west side of Salt Lake City. But the delays from this crash stretch all the way back to Legacy Parkway, onto Legacy Parkway by about a mile or so. And now it's affecting traffic on Redwood Road southbound that was going to get onto I-215 and then head south through the valley. You might want to just stay on Redwood Road past 215 and continue all the way down into Salt Lake City via that alternate route. If you're taking I-15, you're going to see slowdowns in Kaysville, and then a really big body of delay starting just before Parish Lane Centerville. That slowing doesn't end until you get into downtown Salt Lake City, Eric.
The thickest spots on the northbound I-15 drive in Salt Lake County at Mangiter Highway and then between 123rd and 114 South, but you've got general below pace of driving all the way from the Bluffdale exit to 90th South in Sandy, and you have some southbound slowing as you move from the 215 South Belt into Midvale. Down in Utah County, you've got north and southbound driving below the speed limit at right around 2100 north. Heather?
Your biggest delays in the Salt Lake Valley is on I-215's east belt. It's pretty much stop and go as you leave Highland Drive, head east and north up to 45th South, and then you'll have more delays trying to exit at Foothill Boulevard. For those of you on Bangor Highway northbound, it's pretty congested between 70th South and 54th South, and then again trying to head up and get onto the 201 freeway. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.